Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Rudeness. Hi.
Good morning. I want to add something to your warning there, which is that even if you're fully vaccinated, that if you are feeling sick, test yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get tested because you want to catch it early.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. You know, my stepdad's in the hospital, and that was one of the things, is like he waited to test until it was, you know, advanced, and you can't get on the Paxlovid and all of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why I didn't have symptoms, but I tested yesterday because I was going to be here with these guys.
Twice.
Don't you think that's part of it, Rudin? And I know you're in Louisiana now, and so we're sending our love and light because we've all been through it. And it's just, I know you've had it. Chris and I have had it. You've had it too. I forgot. You finally.
I got it in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. I mean, you know, particularly when you have a mom that's almost 100 with Alzheimer's. The sense in society that we're supposed to take care of other people, or, you know, at least not be a to other people. Right. What just depressed me in the airport and on the plane and even in the nursing home. Like, nobody's wearing a mask anymore.
I've gone back, you know, on the flights I wore a mask, you know, obviously in the hospital. It doesn't make any sense at this point not to, especially like you said, as we're going into winter. And you know what? I also don't want to get the RSV bug that's out there.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Dr. Fauci was talking about that. RSV, flu. Here we go. Hang on.
We have vaccinations for clearly COVID, particularly with the updated boosters that are now available. We have vaccinations for influenza. We're already starting to see an early surge of both flu and RSV. We don't have a vaccine for RSV. This is particularly problematic for children 5 years of age and younger, and for the elderly. But there are things you can do with RSV, is avoid congregate settings, and particularly if you have a cold or if you're sneezing, and stay home, wear a mask, wash your hands.
And as Ruth said, get tested if you're feeling anything, right? Anyway.
Have some tests on hand, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, some places, some pharmacies, and I hate to be like, you know, Mr. Information this morning instead of making sodomy jokes.
Oh, we'll get to those. We're gonna end with those.
Okay, good. Ah, I saw what you did there. Yeah, that's a mouthful. But you know, you can also, some pharmacies, if your insurance will allow it, they'll give you the test for free, they will take care of it like a prescription or something like that, instead of going through the whole, you know.
Thank you,
sending receipts.
Thank you, Mr. Information.
Yeah, they will. They did that with me.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Information has spoken, and now on to the sodomy. I'm kidding.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV?
Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Other point I was going to make, I always talk about this, that it's sort of uplifting and also depressing to me at the same time that I bring the Starbucks cards on flight still and give them to the flight attendants. I just want to say thank you for what you do. And I'm sorry people have been jerks to you during COVID. And the reaction is heartbreaking, Jody. Like, they're so grateful and shocked. And it just, like, COVID, it just reminds me what's happened to this society. Is that just the wild anomaly that someone is just kind to someone or says thank you for what you do? Like, I think it's not even about the what I'm giving them. It's that someone takes a second to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry people have been jerks to you. And I was laughing about how transactional our society has become, because the flight there, they're like, oh my God, thank you. Do you want some wine? Free wine? And I was like, no, I don't. I said, I don't want anything for it. I just wanted to say thank you. On the way back, I did not say no. I will just tell you that right
there
now.
There you go. Yes, as a matter of fact, I will.
Now,
take
I
that
ordered a glass of wine, and the flight attendant's like, no charge. And then the guy from the flight attendant from first class brought me a little bottle of champagne.
Aww.
And it was in a little bag with a note that said, thank you,
that's
Stephanie.
Sweet.
So I think he knew who I was.
Well, they know the flight manifest.
Well, that's either that or...
Was he gay? Of course he knew.
Probably.
Wait. You weren't flying first class? That makes me...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Do you know what
we work
flights
in radio.
Cost?
I know.
Oh my God. A coach was almost like $1,000.
Not surprising.
Is it crazy or is it me that flight costs are... Right? Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
Inflation.
Yeah. The time of year.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah, you know, I try to fly just to hubs, so.
Yeah. If you don't want to go there, but just you go because it's a hub.
Yeah.
Just in Chicago.
You know what? I think SeaTac looks like a nice place to go this time.
Yeah.
You and my favorite Elon tweet. Someone said Elon will create a new phone if Twitter's removed from Google Play and Apple App Store. And you said, just make a car that doesn't explode. Work on that first.
Let's just go back to basics there, Elon. Let's just go back to basics and make a car that doesn't cause a pileup on the in San Francisco or something like that.
Oh my God!
Skajactua.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we've been away from sodomy too long. We already played the psychotic anti-gay mass murderer's psychotic anti-gay father, who's also has done one gay porn, if you're counting. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's kind of assuring to know that that he actually came from a father like that. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like people going, but we raised him right.
And right. We don't know how this happened.
It was like his entire life. He was built to be this horrific monster.
What was his name again, Stephanie?
Dick.
Dick what?
Delaware.
Okay.
That's his porn name. For those of you keeping track. Yeah.
Why would you go with one of the smallest states?
Rude pundit has struck. You don't
sodomy
see him coming.
Jokes.
You don't see him
coming.
It's still there. I may be in despair, Stephanie, but it's still there.
Speaking of Fauci, I don't know, some right-wing whack said, Fauci will now slither off into the sunset after committing crimes against humanity. And you just said, imagine having dedicated your entire adult life to public service and people's health to end your long career with a bunch of rubes hooting for your head. I mean, no wonder he's retiring now. I mean, we have reached peak stupid, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was somebody tweeted either this morning or last night, you know, Dr. Fauci will go down in history as the worst person in American history or something like that. And I'm like, really? I mean, you know, have you heard of Jefferson Davis? I mean, you know, they are committed to the idea that for some reason Fauci intentionally committed mass murder by, I don't know, trying to negotiate a new disease with a public that was being fed tons of misinformation.
Yeah.
Oh no, that horrible man.
Yeah. speaking of horrible, horrible men, you tweeted about Kevin McCarthy, which, can I just say how hilarious it is that he probably is not even qualified enough to actually get the votes together to be speaker.
Right.
So we shall see. I mean, do you remember Nancy Pelosi had to put down more than one rebellion? That's why she's such an amazing negotiator and vote counter and leader. But I thought, oh my God, this stumble, he's not even going to be able to figure out how to piece together enough votes, it doesn't seem like, right now.
But
you talked about his, on the very first day, we'll read every single word of the Constitution aloud from the floor.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Just said the thing is, this God. Yutz knows what embarrassing bolt this is, but he'll do it anyway, cringe or not. Also, they've done that every Congress forever.
Mm-hmm. I know. And it is so cringe whichever party does it. You know, right. It's like this big show. Nobody's watching. I mean, if you're watching, what is wrong with you? It takes 5 minutes to read the Constitution. Right. You know, instead you're going to sit there and listen to them for, you know, a couple of hours.
It's the right wing version of virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is so, and they all carry the Constitution in their pockets.
They don't read it.
Like, it's not available on their phones.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So you were man enough to retweet Donald Trump Jr., who said, after turning a blind eye to pedophilia and the sexualization of our children, as well as forcing vaccines upon people against their will with severe consequences, etc., the West has really ceded the moral high ground to bitch about Qatar enforcing their beliefs at the World Cup. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
my.
Said, do we have to show you the video of your dad and Jeffrey Epstein again? And can I just say, the drag shows, in what way does that sexualize children? I've just been looking all over Twitter at pictures of those child beauty pageants.
Yes, yes. That's sexualizing.
Mainly red states. Is that not the sexualization of children above and beyond anything else?
Yeah. And by their logic, if you're going to shut down things that where grooming of children for sex has happened, shut down multiple churches, multiple religions, if you're going to do that, you know? Have they ever produced anything, any bit of evidence that shows that, you know, somebody went to a drag show and brought a child to a drag show to groom them for exploitation? It's so ridiculous. And then so to me now, I think we need to go with, you're a pedophile if you think drag shows lead to are grooming kids. Because you know who thinks about how to groom kids?
Yeah.
Pedophiles.
Yes. These red state rednecks with dressing their girls like little whores for pageants at like 4 years old or however old they are. I mean,
JonBenet.
Pardon me for injecting Dick Delaware into here again, but. He groomed a mass shooter.
Yeah.
Right? They're grooming mass shooters on the right.
Yeah. Well, we see that all the time in gun culture. How is that not grooming them for violence?
Yeah.
You are grooming them to become terrorists. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we did slip Dick Delaware in again. So,
again.
Yes.
Promises kept.
You know what, though? When you slip in Dick Delaware, it really doesn't hurt.
No, it does not.
No, because it's small.
No, it does not. And you know what? Dick Rhode Island. Even
smaller.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I think it's best that you go now. I love to
No. We got to go the European version. Dick Lichtenstein.
Okay. That's better. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Root for the win.
You win.
Yes.
Okay.
You
I'm
win.
Still going to send love and light to your stepdad, even though. All right. Get out. Okay.